The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. Before we get started, I want to mention once again that Primordial Performance is having a super summer sale. Everything on their website is slashed in price, 33 up to 50% off. Even the Andro series of products is slashed. Go to primordialperformance.com and let them know you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're covering some really, really interesting bases today. First hour, we're going to be talking with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker, and we're going to be discussing an interesting segment of over-the-counter supplements that have become very popular right now, and that is products that enhance erectile function during sex. Second hour, we're going to have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on. He's going to be covering a few topics, updates on Free Speech About Science Act. We're going to talk about the proper calcium and vitamin D dosing and the latest in body fat management, fat cell size, and their relationship to yo-yo dieting enzymes. So you're going to want to listen to today's entire show. I promise it's going to be exciting. Well, let's get started with the important subject at hand. Many men don't want to discuss this subject. If you even say to them, hey, would you take a product like this that increases erectile function and enjoyment? Oh, no. I don't need that kind of product. Well, I think you do. If you take creatine to get a few extra reps out in the gym, why wouldn't you take a supplement to get a few extra reps out in bed? My guests today, George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker. How you doing, George?
Great. How you doing, Carl?
Okay, and Tyler, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. I'm here today.
Okay. You guys are with a company called Geared Up Nutrition. Before we get started about this particular segment of supplements, tell me a little bit about Geared Up. George, it's your company. How did you get started?
Well, I started about 8 years ago. This is the funny thing. I'm an open book, so I'm going to tell it how it is. I started in my mother's apartment. I graduated from college, and I moved back home and moved in with my mother. Started working at GNC, and
everybody starts at GNC, don't they?
I know, isn't that something?
GNC has spun off more supplement companies than they realize, I have a feeling.
They sure have, I believe that. And I started, in my mom's apartment. I was a consumer, just like everybody else out there, and I always wondered, why they didn't put certain dosages of compounds in certain formulas. And so I just ran across the right people working in the industry that led me in the right direction to actually start my first product. And
first product, George?
The first product was a product called Thermic Acid, and that's when Ephedra was the big hit. When the Xenadrin and the Hydroxycuts and Rip Fuels were, taking the market by storm. I came out with my Thermic Acid, and it was an awesome ephedra-based fat burner. And fortunately, I worked in a nutrition store at the time, and the owner of that nutrition store actually allowed me to sell my product and market my product through his store. And the funny thing is, as generic as my bottle and label looked, because at that time, I was piecing things together and I used the template from
Were you printing your labels on like a dot matrix printer or something back then?
it basically looked like that. It looked like my son designed my label.
Ah, that's funny.
And so, I started every time somebody would buy a national brand product, fat burner-based product, from me, I would throw in a sample of my product. And next thing I knew, people were buying my generic-looking product over some of the national brands, which was a blessing.
That's exciting. So basically, you used your product as a premium incentive just to get the people to try it.
Exactly.
And you know what? You know what I always say? The greatest form of advertising is initial customer trial. Anybody can sell a product, but if you give a product away and people come back and buy it, that's a score right there.
Yeah, it's just proof in the pudding. And that's, you know, when I started a company, that's what I based it on. I based it on, I wanted people to try an effective product. I want them to feel it first before they even spend or waste their money on it. So it became a success, you know, and we're still a little company.
Based in the great state of Texas, which no matter what size company you are, you're little compared to the rest of the country. I mean, the rest
exactly.
of the state. I mean, I like Texas because Texas is the only state in the union that has a he needed killing law.
Hey, that's right.
Why did you shoot him? Because he needed killing.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, we're cowboys and Indians over here.
I love it. You know what? I got to tell you the God's honest truth. I've spent a lot of time in Texas on business. One of the most polite societies I've ever seen in my life. And one day I was out to dinner with a guy who was born and raised in Conroe, Texas. And I said, Mike, the people in Texas are the most polite I've ever seen. He looked at me. He said, that's because an armed society is a polite society. He says, you never know who's carrying a gun here. I says, you know, that's a really interesting point.
Very much so.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So that was the beginning. Were you geared up nutrition at that point in time or
yeah.
No?
Yeah, I sure was. I was geared up nutrition at that time. And it just developed from that one product. You know, I wanted to start with a Ephedra based fat burning product because at that time that was they worked and it was the leader in the market as far as fat burners. So, we basically have, structured our company off of that one product, and we've just grown our business off of that. And to be honest, this is crazy because we've never started with investors or anything like that, you know, in the beginning, never. And it was all built on credit cards after I had graduated from college. And so, you know, the company has just been, you know, strictly based from the heart.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of stories like that. When you have a good product, you can sell your way into success. When you don't have a good product and you need a lot of flash and marketing, that's when you have to borrow money to start the company.
So, yeah, exactly. See, we're not into that quick fix. We're here for longevity, so we're not trying to be here today
now,
and gone tomorrow.
How many SKU? How many products does Geared Up Nutrition have to date right now?
We have
14 products right now.
And real quick, just so people know how vast your product line is, or if you're focused in specific areas, what kind of products do you have aside from VIP, which we'll be talking about in a minute?
Well, we based, you know, the company is strictly based on building hardcore bodies. That's our tagline. You know, I started with the thermic acid, then we're basically more into the more extreme sports nutrition.
Do you have any hormonally based products?
Yes, we sure do.
What do you have?
We deal with hormonal-based products. We deal with, you know, like I said, we do have Ephedra-based fat burners. So we're basically geared towards the athlete in sports, you know, sports nutrition.
Right. Serious people. This is fringe product. This is not mainstream product.
Exactly.
So, okay, so before we go into this first break, what makes you look at a mainstream product like Very Intense Pleasure?
Well, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been wanting to do a male enhancement product.
But let's be clear about something. This is something you said off the air. When you talk about male enhancement, you're not talking about enlarging someone's size.
No. See, since we're basically modeled off of a performance enhancement company, we deal strictly, you know, our VIP is strictly considered a performance enhancer. Not, you know, something that's going to increase long-term size and girth.
Which the truth of the matter is, those products really don't work.
You know, it's really hard to say. You know, I personally have not stayed on a product like that long enough to see if it's worked, but I have not gotten.
So when you were developing VIP, did you try a lot of other products out there?
Yes, I sure did.
Did you find some worked and some didn't?
Yeah, exactly. I did. There are some that I would say probably about 45% of them worked, and the rest didn't really do anything at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about this product, Very Intense Pleasure.
Okay.
I want to get into this. I have been experimenting with it, and I can tell you, and I say this unabashedly, it does work. There's no doubt about it that I can tell, and my partner can tell, when I use it and when I don't. So we're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're talking today with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker from Geared Up Nutrition. We're going to be talking about VIP, which, by the way, is not just for men, I just found out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. trueprotein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit trueprotein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
To mother. Rick James would have loved VIP, man. Rick was a Mac. He was a Mac daddy.
Yes, he was.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker of Geared Up Nutrition. We're talking about their product, Very Intense Pleasure. I have to tell you, I got backlash when I first started to promote this product, especially from some snide people implying that, you know, oh, yeah, you know, you obviously have problems in the bedroom or you wouldn't be taking this stuff. And you know, nothing could be further from the truth. You know what? My show is all about performance, human performance. Saying that taking a product like VIP because you have a problem is like negating the effects of creatine or a pro hormone or anabolic steroids. It's like you take these things to perform better. You take melatonin to sleep better. You take
cholinergic-based products to think better. And I mean, we take all these products for all these different areas of our lives, so we perform them better. But as soon as you talk to a guy about something that helps him perform in the bedroom better, he shuts down. He's like, "Oh no, I don't need that. I got enough man already in me." It's like, no, man, it's not about that. It's about actually performing better. No, I don't need that. And those same people will take supplements to perform in other areas of their lives, but they won't think about this because there's somehow a threat to their manliness. Have you found this, George, when you first start talking about this product?
Oh yeah, definitely every day. And the thing is, it's not, you know, a lot of guys are on the ego trip. When they get to that point, they're on the ego trip. You know, they don't want anybody to think they need it or know that they're taking it. You know, so we have that group, that small percentage group out there that is like that. But what I do is I tell individuals to, you know, we're basically, you go out and you buy a Corvette. It's already, get you a ZR1, whatever. It's already performance grade. It's got enough performance right there for you.
Right.
But we're going to go out and we're going to buy a supercharger to add to it. You know, so I use that analogy. I mean, we're always wanting to improve ourselves, you know, as far as performance and enhancement.
Well, and why not the bedroom? You know what I mean? Why not? Why is that the taboo? It's almost like it's the same attitude that the mainstream media has about testosterone and steroids. As soon as you say the word, it's like it's evil, it's bad. But you can say, hey, this guy has had radial keratotomy so he can hit the golf ball better. Well, that's okay. But as soon as you talk about testosterone, oh, no, that's cheating. And why is it that way? And I'll tell you something else. You talk to older guys about hormone replacement therapy. I got quite a few good friends that I've said to them in the gym, you know, you want to think, have you tried testosterone? Oh, no, I don't need that. I function fine. I have sex every day. No, you're missing the boat, cuz. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about health, heart function. No, I don't need that. The same thing. Anytime you talk about anything to do with a man's penis, guys, they just start fronting. They start going, oh, you know what? I don't have problems in that area. Well, no, you don't have to have problems. Wouldn't you like to perform better? Wouldn't you like to, like, really, really make it even more enjoyable than it is now? So, anyway, all right, so I beat that drum. I got a lot of backlash when I first started promoting this product. And I can tell you right now, I like this product because it does work. But, okay, let's talk about the product. So
right.
You tried a lot of products out there. You found what worked and what didn't work. You zeroed in on a formula, correct?
Right.
And the basis of this formula is actually three things that act just like Viagra and Cialis and Levitra. All of these drugs are called phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors, or PDE5 inhibitors. And what they do is they inhibit the production of PDE5, which is an agonist of nitric oxide production.
Right.
And specific nitric oxide production in specific tissue. Okay? So what happens is, by producing more nitric oxide, the corpus cavernosa, or the spongy portion of the penis, can fill up with more blood, be more erect, and function better. That's all those drugs do. Now, Cialis and Levitra are long-acting. Viagra was fast-acting, but now Viagra is coming out with a long-acting version because they have to get with the program because people are buying Cialis and Levitra instead. And I'll tell you something else, a secret, whether you want to know it or not. Most of your bodybuilders out there that are using high doses of drugs are using Cialis or Levitra or Viagra because their hormones are so askew that they have difficulty maintaining erections. And on top of that, they're performance-based individuals, and they like to perform better all the way around. So they're not afraid to add one more drug to the mix. But nonetheless, these drugs are considered PDE5 inhibitors, and they enhance nitric oxide production in the penis. Now, where were these drugs discovered? They were discovered from natural sources first. Right, George?
Exactly. All of this dates back to the ancient traditional Chinese medicinal herbs. I mean, it goes way back, and it gets real deep. You know, these are scientists and chemists, you know, in these countries, you know, they're so in depth with their traditional medicines, you know, that a lot of these ingredients that are used in particular our formula are, you know, they're all working in synergism. You know, they're all synergistically working together.
Which of the ingredients, and I think there's three of them in there, right, that are PDE5 inhibition ingredients, correct?
Correct.
And interestingly enough, they all start with the word semen. So think about this for a second. These have been around for thousands of years, and they all start with the word semen. There must be a reason that the ancient Chinese attributed these components to the production of semen. One would think, right?
Yeah, and just to bring a little humor into it, that's where the ancient Chinese secret comes from.
What do you mean the ancient Chinese secret?
Ancient Chinese, back in the day, used to be a slogan. Somebody would ask you, "Hey, what's your secret?" And you just tell them, "Can't tell you. It's ancient Chinese secret."
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, the three components that are PDE5 inhibitors are semen, Zizifi, right? Semen Ali Toberos, and I'm looking for the other semen Sesame.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now there are other things in this component aside from just doing that. What yours does that Viagra doesn't do is it also has some libido boosters, correct? That increased desire.
Exactly. It's got some aphrodisiac in it. You know, some herbs that work as aphrodisiacs.
Right.
Also has, an ingredient in, a compound that is an anti-anxiety compound.
And we've talked about this on my show, erections start in the mind. If you are nervous, if you are anxious, your penis won't work, because when you become anxious and your body increases cortisol and the flight or fight mechanism
exactly.
kicks in. We are genetically predisposed not to have sex when we're frightened. we need to run then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So blood doesn't go to the penis when you're frightened. That's just
right.
The way it is. So.
Yeah, therefore, it takes away that anxious feeling. Flight or fright.
Right.
It also has one of the compounds that we're using is. Plays as a semi-anesthetic, like a desensitizer.
Which one is that? Can you tell me what name? Because I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a caryophylli.
Okay. I'm looking at it now. Okay.
Yeah. And
caryophylli.
Caryophylli.
Yeah, caryophylli. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Or I-L-L-I. Okay, good.
Yeah, and you know what that does, since you get a little desensitizing effect, it just causes for a prolonged performance effect.
Right.
You know, the ability to last longer before an ejaculation. So,
right.
And like I said, everything in here is working for us.
Right.
You know, and like we said earlier, you know, all this stuff is, women are able to use this also. And that's one thing that we've run across when we first were getting ready to launch this product. We were actually doing all of our marketing material and everything based upon male and female performance. But we kind of, due to the market out there, we kind of just marketed it towards men. But, you know, we do use in our marketing materials that men and women can share it, you know, amongst each other.
There was an episode of Sex and the City. I've never watched Sex and the City, but then came across the opportunity to watch like all six seasons over the course of a month period of time. And one of the episodes in Sex and the City, Samantha, who is the one who is like very sexually provocative, hooks up with a guy who's a young guy. He's like in his early 30s, but he turns her on to Viagra. She's like, "Oh, I didn't know you had a problem." And he's like, "No, I don't have a problem. I use this for recreation." And she was telling the girls, like, it's the best sex she's ever had. And so she says to him, "Why don't they have a Viagra for women?" And he goes, "I don't know." So one night she steals one of his tablets and she takes it before getting in bed with him. And she's affected positively by it as well. And I thought, gee, I wonder if that's true. And I started doing some research and found out that Viagra does work for women because it increases a clitoral engorgement with blood, which increases stimulation of the clitoris. And I'm
exactly.
thinking to myself, why aren't women being told about this? Only 29% of the female population experience orgasm. Now, that a lot of that could be mental because they have some hang-ups or they don't understand their body well enough, or their partner isn't patient with them. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. But you would think in a society where two-thirds of the women out there do not experience orgasm, that the pharmaceutical industry would be targeting women with Viagra, not men.
You would think so.
I mean, that's baffling to me. So, in summary, before we go into this break, you're telling me that VIP is not just for men, even though you've presented it that way.
Yes, it's also can be shared with your partner.
So guys can say, here, take one of these, and you promote it as just needing to use it an hour before. Is that with food, without food? Does it matter if you have food in you when you take it?
It really doesn't matter as far as the effects of the product. It's going to work whether you have food or not. It's just the timing is going to be off a little bit. If you take it on a full stomach, it's going to take longer effect.
Like how much longer? Instead of an hour, two, 3 hours, or just...
it may take maybe hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay, but if you're taking it on an empty stomach, taking it an hour before sex.
We'll
give you the best performance. Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. What I want to talk about, which is even more interesting, which I agree with you about, is that it continues to work for quite a bit longer than just when you take it. So we're talking with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker from Geared Up Nutrition about their new product, Very Intense Pleasure. They have a special offer for my audience if you want to try VIP yourself. We'll be talking about that during the next segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Branch chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at trueprotein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to trueprotein.com and get your BCAAs. Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know if you caught that last spot. Miracle Noodle is now a sponsor on Superhuman Radio. You want to talk about an amazing product, pasta, that has no calories and no carbohydrates. The stuff tastes amazing. I stopped eating pasta because I didn't want those types of carbs in my diet. I want to get my carbs from fruits and vegetables and fibers and so on and so forth. Well, Miracle Noodle is made from Kojak or glucomannan fiber, and it is a zero carbohydrate, zero calorie pasta per serving. So you can have noodles in your soup. You can have pasta again. I mean, I love angel hair pasta. This stuff is great. We're going to have a spokesperson from Miracle Noodle on the show very shortly to talk about the product. It's been around for a long time. Millions of satisfied customers cannot be wrong about this product. So we'll let you know more about that when it comes close. Talking with George Strada and Tyler Whitaker right now about Very Intense Pleasure. Later in the show, we will have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on. You don't want to miss that either. All right, getting back to the subject at hand here. This product lasts longer than just that evening that you take it, right?
Exactly. It will be in your body's chemistry for at least 48 to 72 hours. Now, myself, my experiences with it myself, it's good with me for at least 2.5 to 3 days.
Now, is the in your experience, and I have my own experience with this, is your experience that the effectiveness of it is as great a day later as it was the day that you took it, or does it slowly start to wane?
Well, you know, actually, the next day, it's even better, I have to say. Now, probably at the two-day, 48-hour mark, it's starting to kind of die down, but it's still effective.
Right.
Not as effective, but it's still effective. But I do feel it. I feel it. My experience, I do feel it withering down within about 48 hours.
Now, obviously, people who are listening to this show who are familiar with products like Cialis are thinking to themselves, wow, that sounds strangely like Cialis. I mean, when you talk to people about Cialis, they'll say to you, Cialis works great. Take it an hour before you use it on an empty stomach. The next day it actually is better than the day you take it, and it generally starts to wear off in about 3 days. There's people out there who are probably thinking to themselves, wait a minute, is this really natural stuff? So what would you say to that group?
I would say yes, it is, and it dates back to the traditional Chinese medicines. I mean, they've actually come to a synergism of compounds that actually have that time release effect that's similar to your PDE5 enzyme inhibitors.
Well, let's face it, the PDE5 inhibitors like Cialis are not time released. They are not what's the word I'm looking for? They're not time released, and they are not sustained release. These powders are pressed into a tablet, but there are companies out there that sell them as raw powders, and they still work for 2 to 3 days. So clearly, the inhibition of PDE5 by a PDE5 inhibitor, whether it be pharmaceutically produced or produced in nature, seem to have a 2 to 3 day effectiveness.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about women. What do women notice when they use it?
Well, Tyler may have a little bit more knowledge on that one because he deals with a lot of our retailers.
Okay.
So
he what's the Tyler? What's the feedback from the streets that you're getting on how women are responding to the product?
Lately, we get a lot of feedback on them where they want to know if they can take it. And so, of course, we tell them, yeah, they can take it. But they say, you know, it increases the blood flow and everything a little bit more to the sensitive areas. They enjoy it. They enjoy taking it. They take one where, you know, versus a guy can take one to two. And I don't think the effects last as long, from what I'm understanding, with the females as it does on the male. I would say about 48 hours probably max with the females is what I've been getting the feedback on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I wouldn't have bet that.
Because
a lot of the other products that work on females work longer. For instance, the thing that comes to mind is PT-141, which is a real known aphrodisiac that acts on the melanocortin system in the body. That worked for 3 days on women and 16 hours on men. So this is kind of the opposite. It does not work as long in women as it does in men.
Yeah, it also has to do with effects of, you know, if it works, you know, different chemistry with different people, you know, with different ones. Some women it'll last longer and some women it won't last as long. You know, but basically like the same way it is with men. But yes, I've noticed that, you know, 48 hours, give or take, you know, a few hours with it is what I've been get the feedback on them.
Right, right. Now, what is your feedback since you deal with the retailers? Tell me what's going on the retail market. This product is moving out there. Are there non-responders out there?
There's a few of them, yeah. There's a few of them that, you know, they took one and they said that they didn't really get the response that they thought they would get, so they would actually, you know, take two of them and get a feedback on it, but it wouldn't be as strong as, you know, somebody else that would take one and get a good feedback for, you know, 36 hours on it.
Do you think that expectations play a role in that? You think that people who if they actually have a metabolic disorder, for instance.
Oh yeah.
And they're expecting this to overcome that. This is not going to work like Viagra. Is that right, George, or is it going to work like Viagra? Like really like Viagra?
It definitely is going to work like Viagra.
Okay.
That's a definite.
Okay. So the reality is that unless you have a severe metabolic disorder and would be also a non-responder to something like Viagra, this should work for you.
It's a very high possibility and definitely worth a try. Now we've had you know hearing some stories, you know, that Tyler has expressed to me, you know, dealing with some of our retailers. There's a few retail accounts, as soon as we launched a product, within about 3 weeks of launching it and them carrying it on their shelves, they've literally had, I would say probably up to date now, we've had probably three individual stories that the customer was actually on prescription inhibitors, and they tried the VIP and came back to the retailer and told them that they are going to cancel their medical prescriptions and they're going to, you know, take the VIP.
So the VIP actually in those cases outperformed the
in those cases
the pharmaceutical
it has, you know,
product.
Everybody's chemistry is different, so in all cases it's going to be a little bit different. But you know, percentage wise, I'd say we're on a probably about 85-90% track record right now.
Okay, now you have a special offer for my audience. Is that correct?
Yes, we sure do.
Normally, a bottle of VIP sells for how much?
Retail VIP is what do we got? The retail is for a 10-count bottle is $74.99.
Okay.
Now we're offering it on our website now at $39.99
for my audience.
For the audience, it's $39.99.
But my audience can get something special if they call the order in. Is that correct?
Definitely.
What yes. They get 50% more product at the $39.95. $39.99 price.
Yeah, they'll get 50% more product if they call in on that particular special. Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to put you in a corner here, and if you don't want to respond, I understand entirely.
Okay.
But will you offer my audience, the Superhuman Radio audience, a money-back guarantee? If they're not, if I have a handful of people out there that don't respond to this, they send you back the bottles and you give them their money back, less shipping.
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to do that.
Will you?
That's what I base my business on, satisfaction.
Okay, so if somebody wants to try the product, they want to test drive the product, they can order, they can take advantage of the $39.95 price, they can get 50% more product for free. And if they like it, wonderful. And if they don't like it, after using it one or two times, they send back unused product, and you'll refund their money, no questions asked.
Exactly. But I guarantee you right now that they're going to love the product, and then they're going to take that 50% more deal, and they're going to actually share it with their peers.
Has that been your experience with it?
It most definitely has. Yes. We actually can't. It's funny because here in our town, in our city. I mean, we'll go, to dinner, for some appetizers. And wherever we go, we usually have our work shirts on. So we have people at tables next to us asking what we do. And we express to them. And then we actually end up giving samples out, at happy hours.
Oh, and, make it a real happy hour.
Yeah, exactly. And the response has been phenomenal. I mean, we have a commercial running in our city also on it, and so it's really starting to take off for us, and the main thing is the feedback, and that's what I thrive on. That's what I thrive on my whole, since day one of creating this company, is the satisfaction and the results. I want proven results. I want people to feel the product and get the results for spending their money. I don't like that placebo effect and that mind juggling effect. I want my product to hit you, and I want you to feel it.
Yeah, so you want to know that it's really working. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker. If you want to learn more about VIP, you can go to veryintensepleasure.com. I'm telling you right now, I know there's people out there who say, I haven't met a supplement I didn't like. That's not true. There's a lot of supplements I don't like. This stuff works. It really does. I didn't think I would endorse this product when I first got it. Tyler sent me a bottle. I didn't think I would take it seriously. But it does work. It works for me. And anytime I can perform better in any area of my life, I'm all for it. Check it out. Go to veryintensepleasure.com. If you want to take advantage of the offer, call the order in. Tell them you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Get 50% more product and get a money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better than that. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time release patch. Produced in FDA certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle building, fat burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 Uhr hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für einen heißen Tag. Max, sehr schön, dass du wieder da bist, ne?
I have no idea what he just said, but I think it translates loosely to, I got my hands on a bottle of VIP and I'm loving this stuff, and now I'm writing music about it. Okay, welcome
back.
That's
what I heard too.
Yeah, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with George Strotter and Tyler Whitaker from Geared Up Nutrition. And like I said before, this product has worked for me, and I have a feeling it'll work for many of you guys out there. I can't speak to women. I haven't had any women try the product yet. I don't know that I'm going to be able to be honest with you. But with that being said, I think it's worth trying it, especially with a money-back guarantee like George Strotter just offered my listeners. Okay, yeah, so I got to ask you this question, George, because I happen to know amongst the peptide distributors in the United States that sell PT-141, uh-huh, Melanotan, and those types of products, that the most popular peptides being sold today in that order are Melanotan 2, followed by PT-141, followed by any other peptide out there, GHRP6 or,
yeah,
and both of those, Melanotan 2 and PT-141, both have an aphrodisiac effect. Naturally, the first one tans you as well. So it seems like anything that has to do with sexual pleasure, libido, arousal, enhancement, blah, 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 is very popular in the United States. Is VIP on the move to be one of your more popular products, or is it already most popular?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, we emphasize on sports enhancements. But I do believe that, yes, due to the market out there and the consumers and everything, I really do see it becoming a really huge staple of our company. It's not, you know, our emphasis and still our biggest sellers are our performance enhancers as far as weight training and athletics. But I do see this product gradually and slowly creeping up behind us.
You think it's just because it's the first real mainstream product that you have, or do you think it's because of its effectiveness?
I do believe it's more of a mainstream product because now we can market to, a 45-year-old and older gentleman. You know, it is more mainstream. Everybody's doing it. You know, it's not something we can just market to that weight trainer, that athlete, you know, because that is a select group. But this is just mainstream, and that's why we're so excited about it, because now we can target everybody. Just to put a little bug in y'all's ear, we were nominated as the best male enhancement product of the year already,
which is kind of funny. They based it on a certain criteria. But we were nominated as a best male enhancement product. And so we are going, next week we're actually taking a road trip and we're going to the A&E Expo.
What is A&E?
The A&E, okay, what is the organization?
Oh, the adult entertainment.
Yeah, well, the AVN is the adult video and novelty.
Right.
And what they do is they have an expo called the A&E in Pasadena, which is the Adult Novelty Expo. And that's our direct market. You know, it's open for retailers and distributors and wholesalers to come and see the latest and greatest in the novelty world. So we're setting up there. We already sent our samples off for the judges. And that same weekend, they're going to have the O Awards. And funny thing is we may actually win the number one male enhancement product of the year. So
the only problem I have is I guess you guys have no other category than male enhancement. But first of all, as we discussed, it works for women. Number two, you know, it's not necessarily enhancing. It's performance enhancing. It's not male enhancing. It's performance enhancing. I think that they need a new category.
But yeah.
Those products out there that claim to increase the size and girth of your penis, they should call those male enhancement. And for those products that increase performance, sexual performance should be called sexual performance enhancement drugs.
Exactly. And that's, yeah, because that's what we are. I mean, we're performance enhancer.
Right.
You know, so yeah, so we're in a kind of like a league of our own. So
we got a question on Facebook about the ingredients. Where can I find the ingredients? Well, it's very easy. If you go to veryintensepleasure.com and you click the FAQ, the frequently asked questions link, and just go right down to the bottom. It's literally the last answer on the bottom of the page. What ingredients are in VIP? It's got everyone listed there. Fructus, lychee, rhizoma, polygonati, interesting, gonads. semen, zizifi, spinose, floss, and I'm butchering these names. I'm just taking my best shot.
That's okay.
Cariophilly, cortex, cinnamomy, semen, ali, tuberosi, fructus by itself, semen, sesame, nigrum, herba, epimedia, rhizoma, curaliginous, and radis romania. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm butchering these names. I wasn't prepared to read them. But for those of you,
okay.
Yeah, for those of you who want to see the ingredients firsthand and you want to do your own research, go to veryintensepleasure.com, click the FAQ, the frequently asked questions, zoom right down to the bottom, and start Googling those ingredients, and you'll find what you need to find. So there you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that. I cut you off.
No, that's quite all right. You know, some of the ingredients, you know, these are, you know, extensive scientific herbal names of these compounds. Like the herba epimedi is, you know, is more commonly known as horny goat weed.
Right.
You know, and we all know what, you know, what horny goat weed is. It increases nitric oxide, you know, blood flow. So
we only have a few more minutes and I got questions from listeners. So let's get these out of the way.
All
obviously,
right.
There are side effects to some PDE5 inhibitors like blurred vision. And also if you have heart issues, they can exacerbate them. And obviously, especially if you're taking nitroglycerin type products for arrhythmias and angina. Do you recommend the same things that can these affect vision at all the way the other PDE5 inhibitors do?
Well, no, I don't know. I do not think so. It's going to vary from individual to individual because, you know, it does not cause the common headache that most of the inhibitors do.
What about the stuffy nose?
Stuffy nose, it has not happened with me, and I have not heard that from anyone thus far.
Okay. But should people who are on nitrates for chest pain avoid this supplement, do you think, as a safety precaution?
I would definitely, unless they consult with their physician or their pharmacist.
Okay. Because there's certain people out there that should not take Viagra, Cialis, et cetera, because the PDE5 inhibition can cause other problems.
I got to believe that it's probably a safe bet that if you can't take Cialis, Viagra, or Levitra, that you probably should not take this product either, because you have some serious heart ailments if you can't take those as a rule. And you probably shouldn't take anything that increases nitric oxide production or inhibits PDE5. That's just my humble opinion.
Yeah, and we back that up too. Yeah.
It's always best to be safe than sorry. Okay, we're coming to the end of the interview. You've offered my audience a money-back guarantee and 50% more product. They can go to veryintensepleasure.com to learn more about the product. And I'm going to let you guys in on something. And I think that that both Tyler and George will admit to this as well. I did part cash, part trade on the advertising because I liked the product and I wanted to have some on hand. Did I not?
Yes, you did. Yes, sir.
So if you think I'm just plugging them to try to get them to have a successful campaign, I stocked up on mine now. So if things don't work out with the audience, I've got mine.
That's right, man. Top dollar.
Yeah, that's it.
I think you actually got a delivery coming pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. Good. Keep it coming. All right, listen, guys, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about this subject. I know it raises a lot of eyebrows and makes a lot of people cringe, but you know what? Guys need to talk about this stuff, and obviously women too, because this stuff does work, and two-thirds of women are not experiencing orgasms. Maybe very intense pleasure can help you have that first one in your life. Tyler, thank you, sir, for pushing George to getting him on the air with us. And George, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for taking time out of your day to come on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Carl, and we appreciate you and your listeners.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on, and we've got a whole list of subjects to talk about with him, all very, very interesting. Of course, Dr. Michael Smith is always great to have on the show. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple announcements to make. First of all, if you have not been there already, the official Superhuman Radio forum is at AnabolicMinds.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the single best source for all types of fitness, nutrition, bodybuilding information. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the forum link to go right to the Superhuman Radio forum. Post your questions. The community is there to help. We already have listeners of the show who have not been on Anabolic Minds before, posting their questions about workouts, about food, about supplements in the Superhuman Radio forum and getting the Anabolic Minds community, which is over 30,000 unique visitors a day, to aid them. Don't miss out on that opportunity. Number two, Kodiak Cream was hammered with responses, as I told you. We just figured out why. Somebody put them up on a bunch of these freebie websites. We now have the freebie websites blocked. But in the meantime, Kodiak Cream has no other choice but to start charging $1.75 for shipping and handling of their sample. You know, this is what happens when a bunch of people make it bad for the rest of us. These freebie websites just hammered the heck out of them. There's no way for them to differentiate between the Superhuman Radio legitimate audience and those who came to them from these freebie websites. They are fulfilling on the orders for samples. It is taking them time. 22,000 plus requests for samples is a bit overwhelming for any company. Be patient. They will get you taken care of. Okay. Now, my next guest, you love him when he's on the show and you hate him when he's not for a while, because I always get emails from when are you going to have Dr. Michael Smith back on the show? He's Dr. Michael Smith with Life Extension Foundation. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm doing very good, Carl. Thanks for having me again. It has been a long time, hasn't it?
I get emails from people all the time saying, when are you going to have Dr. Smith back on? He's always great. He's always great to have on the show. When are you going to have Dr. Smith? I'm like, okay, I get the idea already, okay? Well, have
well,
him
good.
Back
I'm glad they got to you, Carl. Good.
Yeah, I know. You probably got to think of all the $5 bills you have to mail out now.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you know what I also love about having you on the show? We don't get stuck on one topic. You've got lots of great information to talk about.
Well, there's so much, Carl. I mean, I think I like to keep it moving a little bit and try to get as much as we can in, you know, because it is limited, our time together. So.
Yes. So let's jump right into it. The first thing that you wanted to talk about on the show is the update on Free Speech About Science Act. Tell me, what is the Free Speech About Science Act?
This is probably the most important thing that your listeners have to do, okay? There is, and maybe we didn't talk about this before, Carl, I can't remember, but there is a bill. It's a bipartisan bill that was introduced in the House of Representatives, I want to say around April during their last session, and it is called the Free Speech About Science Act. And let me go ahead and give everybody the number, because this number is important. If you don't have the number to the bill, it's kind of, when you call your congressman, they kind of ignore you. So you need to know the number. It's H.R. 1364. Make sure you write that down. H.R. 1364, Free Speech About Science Act. It's very simple. It's a landmark legislation. It protects our basic free speech rights, Carl. It ends censorship of science. It enables people
Let's explain something real quick. Because what the pharmaceutical industry wants is for the supplement industry not to be able to be point at science that validates or substantiates the use of certain supplements. Now, the pharmaceutical industry points at science all the time. They make their own science, and the FDA rubber stamps it and says, okay, well, this is, but they don't want the supplement industry to have the same ability to do so.
Right, and there's bills right now that are in committee that literally would limit what I can say as a medical doctor about nutrients, even though those studies I'm quoting have been published in peer-reviewed journals. So
right.
This is another important thing to understand, that we're not talking about some study that was done, in some small little center, although I'm not saying that that's not a good study, but we're talking about wanting to promote research that is peer-reviewed. It doesn't get any better than that, peer-reviewed journals.
I mean, for those out there who are, what we're really talking about is valid science. We're not talking about somebody who did a study in their home with their relatives and six other people. These are valid research studies performed.
Rigorous science.
And these are the same studies that if they were done on pharmaceutical drugs, the pharmaceutical industry would be able to point to.
Right.
But the difference is they're being done on things that are readily available over the counter.
Right.
And what the pharmaceutical industry wants to do in order to protect their own little fiefdom is they want to disallow nutraceutical companies from saying, and here's a perfect example. And the government acted on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry to stop the cherry producers from talking about the anti-inflammatory value of cherries because of melatonin in cherries. So they said, if you're going to say that cherries have an anti-inflammatory action, we're going to tell you that those are non-approved drugs. Cherries are non-approved drugs.
Exactly, and that's what they're trying. There's actually a few bills right now. Now, of course, they're in their summer session, and I want to mention something about summer sessions for our wonderful congressman here in a moment. But they're in summer session, and there's a few bills in committee that actually want to limit what you, as a promoter of free health information, Carl, and what I can say. They want to limit what we can say about vitamin C, about CoQ10, about aromatase inhibitors. I mean, it goes on and on and on. What this bill, though, this one that we're talking about, the Free Speech About Science Act, it literally...
H.R. what?
It's H.R. 1364. You got to know that number. We're learning that when you call your congressman, when you write them letters, you got to have the numbers, because that's how they categorize everything. That's how they list everything. This particular act will allow myself, it will allow you, Carl, it will allow other great companies in this industry, it'll allow entrepreneurs who want to support good science and good nutrition, it will allow us to talk about good, rigorous science. They literally are trying to take that off the board. If you go to the Life Extension website, I've been on your website, Carl. Your website is full of great information. The Life Extension website is full of great information. If some of these bills go through that are in Congress right now, you're going to have to take away a bunch of your pages.
We're going to be censored, right?
We're going to be censored like you don't believe. And I know you people are, I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, come on, you guys are being alarmist. That would never actually happen. If you read some of the bills out there, you would die. You almost go white in the face because it is so scary what they're trying to do. And of course, it is backed up all by the pharmaceutical companies.
Sure.
Now, interestingly enough, let me tell you this, Carl. This is what blew my mind. It's not just the pharmaceutical companies. It's also just some of the big food manufacturers we have. Have you ever heard of Pepsi Company?
Pepsi,
the owners of Frito-Lay?
Yum owns Pepsi. Yum.
Have you heard what they're doing now?
No. Let me guess. They want to make Kentucky Fried Chicken a drug.
No, what they're doing, let me give an example of what I mean by how corrupt the FDA and the government is. You have a company called Diamond Foods who sells legitimate organically grown seeds and nuts, specifically walnuts. They were attacked by the FDA because Diamond Foods put on their website some articles that we published, the Life Extension Foundation published, about the health benefits of walnuts. For instance, we know walnuts are loaded with the omega fats, specifically omega-3. They're good for the heart. They're good for the brain. I mean, walnuts, I suggest people get a handful of walnuts every day.
And by the way, another food source that has trace elements of melatonin and anti-inflammatory effects. So go ahead.
Well, and so here's what they did. So they were talking about walnuts. They were talking about this study, and the FDA basically came in and said, and this is the exact wording, that your walnuts, quote, are not generally recognized as safe and effective for the medical conditions referenced on your website. That's what the FDA actually said to Diamond Foods. They went on to say that these walnuts are classified now as drugs, and they have the unauthorized health claims, and they have now been labeled misbranded by the FDA and are subject to government seizure or injunction.
Shay, you know what? How can the government stand by? I mean, how can any arm of the government, how can
Carl,
these politicians stand by and let the FDA do this?
I don't, but I'm not even done yet. Just wait. So that's the FDA going out after Diamond Foods, right? So you think, okay, maybe the FDA is just going after the nutritional industry, whatever. Maybe it is just pharmaceutical. It's not, because then you got companies like Pepsi and Frito-Lay. Here's what happens. Frito-Lay, I don't have proof of this, but something's not right here. Frito-Lay, on their website, I'm going to read you something directly from their website about their corn chips. And what I'm getting at is this.
Corn, you have, GMO probably corn. Go ahead.
Well, here's the problem with all this. You have one company, Diamond Foods, who is attacked by the FDA, yet on the other end, the FDA allows Frito-Lays to say this. Frito-Lay snacks start with farm-grown ingredients that might be better than what you think. They're loaded with good things like vitamin C and essential minerals. And it's not just the obvious ingredients. Here's what is actually on Frito-Lay website. Our all-natural sunflower, corn, and soybean oils that we fry our corn chips in contain good polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats, which help to lower bad LDL cholesterol.
Why is it the FDA calling them on that? They're trying to be a statin drug, in other words.
I don't, well, exactly. So my point I'm making is this. You have this big bureaucratic organization that obviously has some corruption in there, because they go after Diamond Foods for making legitimate claims from peer-reviewed journals, and they let Frito-Lay talk about their corn chips lowering cholesterol.
This is really so frustrating. Why? You know what? I just want to scream right now.
I don't understand.
How do we get control of the FDA once and for all? Somebody needs to find the orifice to stick the enema in over there and flush all the crap out of that organization once and for all.
But Carl, I have to bring this up. I'm not trying to blame anybody here. I mean, we all agree. Your listeners agree. All of Life Extension members understand that we need to fight this. But here's the thing. We've been promoting this Free Speech About Science Act, H.R. 1364. Other big companies have. Here's the thing, though. We haven't had a great response. I don't know what it is. We need, Carl, people like you, people like myself, Life Extension, we need to really ignite some fire under
your listeners.
You know what?
Somebody once told me, many people have said this to me, that the information they get from this show is so fantastic, and you know, it's amazing that this show is free. It's not free. Okay, I'm charging everybody right now 5 minutes of your time. If you're listening to this show, you need to take 5 minutes out of your day and pay me. And here's how you need to do it. You need to go. What's your legislative action website? Can they do it from there?
Yes, all they got to do, it's lef.org/LAC. Legislative Action Center. If they go to that web address, they can click right on the Support Free Speech About Science Act, and I think all you got to do is put in your zip code, and we take care of it all for you. We can also do a fax campaign for you. We're thinking about putting together phone calling campaigns, because those seem to work a little bit better. But I'm frustrated, Carl, because I've talked about Free Speech About Science Act for a long time. I've been on other radio shows, and every time I talk to somebody, they hate the FDA. They're dead set against this. But I can't get
nobody wants to
do anything.
I know. And no one wants to do anything. Look, everybody out there, get off your asses. 22,000 people asked for free samples of Kodiak cream. Go to the LEF.org website. Go to the Legislative Action Center. It's forward slash LAC, you said?
LAC.
Okay. Mm-hmm. LAC. And take action now. Take 5 minutes out of your day, for crying out loud.
I don't even think it takes 5 minutes. I think it's literally about a minute.
Can't do this, don't listen to my show, for crying out loud. I mean, we're gonna have the FDA running. Pretty soon the FDA will be camping outside your home watching what you eat.
It's interesting. During the break when I was coming onto your show, I was listening to one of your advertisements for the Kodiak cream, and they were talking about aromatase inhibitors. How much is that going to be censored? I mean, who knows what even our advertisements are going to sound like?
I already know. No, because they're talking about censoring what vitamin C can do for you. I already know this.
It's crazy. So this act, I mean, ultimately what this does for us, it allows people like you and I, Carl, it allows the Life Extension Foundation to continue to disseminate peer-reviewed, that's a key word, right? Peer-reviewed publications on nutrition that the that you have the right to know about. And I got to tell you, if we don't support this act, I don't know what it's going to, I don't know what our websites will look like in a couple years.
Oh, yeah, I know. It'll just say vitamin C and nothing else.
That's
right? You won't even know what it does for you.
That's
anymore.
All you can say, vitamin,
vitamin
D.
Vitamin C. Vitamin D. How much should I take? Sorry, we're not allowed to tell you that.
Yes,
this
you don't ask me that question. You get me in trouble.
And you know what? When we come back, we're going to talk about proper calcium and vitamin D dosing. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you don't already get a copy of Life Extension Magazine, go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side. Get a free 6-month subscription. Educate yourself. But more importantly, pause my show if you're podcasting right now and go to lef.org/LAC and vote against this bill now, for crying out loud.
H.R. 1364.
I mean, what the hell? It's free. Just take action. Do this. They're stealing your rights. We'll be right back.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Michael Smith, and we're about to shift gears on you.
Wait, can I got to say one more thing, Carl.
Yeah, sure.
One more thing about this, and I wanted to get this in before the break. This is the summertime. A lot of people think that our congressmen and women take time off during the summer. That's the farthest from the truth. This is when all the back deals happen on bills and stuff. Right now, H.R. 1364, the way it is written, is the way we want it to stay. So now's the time to act, because in September, if this bill does pass, it probably won't look like the same bill it is today. there'll be so much pork added to it, and it'll lose a lot of its bite. So now's the time to act before they start changing it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move on to the next subject at hand. We all hear about calcium. We all hear about vitamin D. Vitamin D enhances calcium absorption. In yep. some cases, you don't even need calcium if you take adequate amounts of vitamin D. What do we know that's new about vitamin D and calcium dosing?
Well, we do know that first of all, I want to talk about the different forms of calcium first, because I know that when it does come to calcium supplementation, there's a lot of question on what is the best form to take, what is the most absorbable form. We actually just published we didn't do the study. We published the study on our website about comparing different forms of calcium and the bioavailability. I want to start here, Carl, because then once we talk about this, I want to go into some of the research that's out there now that is kind of helping us pinpoint a more appropriate dose for men and women on calcium, and some of the scare tactics even I think that some of the makers of like Boniva are using to keep people from taking calcium.
Good old Sally, what's her name? Sally Fields, right? Boniva.
Yeah, the Sally Fields. Well, apparently there's a – well, let's talk about the forms first here. The one form of calcium that everybody talks about is the calcium citrate form.
Right.
And calcium citrate is really highly absorbable. And the reason I want to bring that up is because a lot of the research that was looking at people taking too much calcium and maybe causing some an increased risk of atherosclerosis, the calcium getting, you know, stuck in your artery walls, et cetera, et cetera. Interestingly enough, when they were looking at these people, all these people were doing very high doses, and we'll talk about what those doses were, but they all were taking this very, very highly absorbable form of calcium called calcium citrate. Interestingly enough, life extension, we have always stayed away from calcium citrate for the most part, and we've always focused in our formula on two other forms that are absorbable, but they don't seem to flood the system quite like citrate does, and those are calcium bisglycinate and dicalcium malate. And according to this study that you can read on the Life Extension website, those two forms, these are basically chelation-type forms of calcium, they absorb well, but they don't overwhelm the system. They don't cause changes in parathyroid hormone. They don't overwhelm your bloodstream where you got to start shunting that calcium from your blood into your bones. So we've believed for a long time that these are very safe forms of calcium to use. They don't overwhelm the system like calcium citrate can, and now it looks like this one study is actually supporting this. And you can find this on our website if you just put in calcium as a search term, it'll pull it up. So we've always believed to be the correct forms of calcium to help people who do need to go ahead and supplement with that. Interestingly enough, there are some studies, and I don't know if you've seen some of these, Carl. There's a lot of people talking about that we should stop all calcium supplementation now, that we get enough from our diet.
I've been saying that for the past 5 years, but I don't say we should stop. I say what people need to do is examine their diet before just taking calcium supplements because their doctor said, well, now you're 40 years old, if you need to take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. You need to look at how much calcium you're getting in your diet first. Doctors don't
exactly.
even take into account how much you're getting.
Yeah, that's the key thing that we've always talked about at Life Extension is you have to factor it. We've always said that if you have low bone density, for instance, and you're over the age of 40, say for a woman, you might want to focus on around 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day.
Intake, period, supplemental food.
Interestingly enough, every time I say that, Carl, see, what people hear is 1,200 milligrams of supplementation.
Right.
And that we've never said that, and you won't find that in our literature. We're talking about total intake, which maybe you need to make up some of that through supplementation.
Right.
But the total should be around 12, maybe even up to 1,500 milligrams for some women.
Right.
Men, it's probably half that, but it's a total intake and supplementation. And it turns out we always were right. There's some studies that were using high-dose calcium citrate. They were using around 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams, which, by the way, we've never suggested
right.
that much anyways. And sure enough, these people were having what is called calcinosis, which
right.
is a disease. It's a mismanagement of calcium.
Yeah, hypercalcinemia is associated with parathyroid hormone dysfunction.
It has all kinds of calcium is so important. It needs to be.
In fact, when you look at blood work, calcium, if you look at all the different ranges of things, albumin, you know, everything, just calcium has one of the narrowest
it's
ranges
very tight.
It's like a click to the left, a click to the right, you're normal. Anything outside of that, we have problems.
We definitely have problems. You can have heart problems, brain, because calcium is used in nerve conduction. It's used in muscle contraction, both smooth and skeletal muscle. So obviously it's critically
Never mind that. Think of sandblasting. I mean, having a lot of free-form calcium floating around in your blood is not a good thing.
It is. And so we do. And so one of the things, but here's what we're seeing. We're having people, and, you know, we have so many members here at Life Extension. We can actually, you know, we kind of know what people are thinking out there in the general public, because our health advisor department is just inundated right now with calls about people who want to return their calcium supplementation because they're being told that they don't need any calcium supplementation. We're having to re-educate everybody that that's not the case. It's your intake plus supplementation. For most women should be around 1,200 milligrams a day, especially if you got bone issues, and it's about half that for men. Also understand, too, and this is something that the studies did show, but they didn't talk about. They scared people with all this calcinosis stuff, but one of the things they didn't mention, even though they talked about it in the body of the research, is the need for vitamin D and vitamin K2.
Right.
And people that had optimal levels of D and K2 did not have that same degree of calcinosis, even with calcium citrate at those high doses.
Because the vitamin D and the K2 tell the calcium what to do.
But why do they leave that out of the conclusion? So you have these, you know, you had these media outlets, both TV and news. I mean, we saw headlines. I mean, we saw the headlines. Calcium supplementation is dangerous. That is so misleading, because what's going to happen now, Carl, is people are going to stop that supplementation. They're not getting near enough from their diet. They're not getting enough vitamin D and K2. We already know that. And we're going to start seeing some consequences from that. Not just bones. Remember, calcium is critical for many different parts of the body. So I wanted to take this opportunity, and we're going to actually have some rebuttals to all this on our website soon, but you have such a great listener base, Carl, that I wanted to go ahead and share this, that understand that, yes, you can do too much of anything. And especially when it comes to calcium, it seems to be that highly absorbable form, the citrate form. You're talking about at much higher doses than anybody's ever suggested. But also remember, too, it's not just the supplementation, it's the intake. You need to look at your food and your supplement, and it needs to equal, say, around 1,200 for women, about 500 for men. You still got to get your optimal vitamin D, about 50 to 70 in your blood, and you got to be supplementing with vitamin K2. If you do all that, your body will manage calcium properly.
I got to take it a step further too. Just from what I understand now about the relationship between vitamin D and vitamin A, I say you got to have your appropriate amounts of vitamin A. You got to throw vitamin A in there too, because anytime you're looking at vitamin D, you got to look at vitamin A.
You know, good point, Carl. Think about this. I'm glad you brought that up, because people ask us about these different ratios and stuff. But remember, you can't really find a natural food source. And by the way, dairy like cheese is not a natural food source. We make that. We ferment it. But if you take just natural plant-based food sources, seeds, nuts, all these kind of things that are naturally grown and stuff, if you look at how nature provides vitamins and minerals, they're in a nice balance, aren't they?
Yes.
You don't see a
look at cod liver oil. All good cod liver oil is perfectly balanced at 10-to-1 ratio of vitamin A to vitamin D. And
that's how nature does it. So right. I think you've got a good point, Carl. If you ever are interested or wanting to know if you're doing something right, compare what you're doing to nature. And if you're loading your body with only calcium citrate and you're not doing the vitamin A, you're not doing the vitamin D, you're not doing that vitamin K, you know what? No surprise. Yeah, there's going to be issues there. There's no food source where it's just pure calcium. Calcium comes mixed with all the minerals, all the vitamins in the appropriate ratios. Isn't it funny how nature does that for us?
Yes. And there it goes, the story again, that nature is smarter than we are, but we think we're smarter than nature.
Exactly. So if you ever, I think it's important to look at your diet. Anytime you're loading up on one source that's given you, whether it's through supplementation or not, if you're putting too much calcium citrate in your system without the other vitamins and minerals, yes, there's going to be calcinosis. There's going to be problems. That's nothing new. We've talked about that before at Life Extension. The problem is, Carl, is ABC News here in South Florida had this big, I was watching it the other morning. They had this big headline, stop your calcium supplementation. It caused increased risk of heart disease.
How reckless.
It is horrible, but I'm screaming at the TV like, no, you gotta, why do we have to present it like that? What is behind the media to present that type of information?
I don't think the media is necessarily sinister as much as they are just interested in listeners or viewers, and they will say any reckless thing that seems counterintuitive because people will tune in. So they'll say, stop your vitamin, your calcium intake immediately because it's dangerous for you. News at 11. Well, they don't care if it's accurate or not.
Right.
They just
headline.
Don't. They just, yeah, that's it.
You're right.
That's it.
They want that headline, but unfortunately that means that companies like us, yourself, Carl, we're always having to fight against that. We're always having to go back to re-educate, right? It's like we build this foundation of solid information about nutrition. We put together these great protocols, and it's just so twisted. One little study comes out. Yes, they had a lot of calcium going on. Yes, they were using calcium citrate. They didn't talk about the vitamin D group that did just fine, by the way, and that gets splashed on a headline, and now we're faced with all these calls coming in, people wanting to return their calcium supplementation.
Well, the media is reckless, but I can't blame the media. You know what? That's why people have to be the stewards of their own health, and you have to put a little effort into getting the information
and ask you, Carl, and have your listeners call Life Extension. We have a whole health advisory department. Professionals right here, right now, Carl, that your listeners can call. And if there's no obligation, they'll just educate you on all these different studies and things coming out. We'll help you understand the truth.
And just for the record, if you haven't taken time to look at what you eat, go to the USDA's nutrient database. They have the USDA, just Google USDA food database and click that. Look at the things you eat on a week-to-week basis. Put them in there. See how much calcium you're getting a day. Don't just take 1,200 milligrams of calcium or a gram of calcium every day just because you've heard that's what to do. You may
it's
be getting
total intake.
Yeah, you could be getting 4 grams. I mean, I know I got guys out there that are drinking a gallon of milk a day. They don't need another 1,000 milligrams of calcium.
They don't need to be supplementation. But that was the problem is people weren't they weren't listening to what we were saying. We were talking about a total intake. We've been saying that in this industry for a long time, and now this study comes out and talks about just supplementation, and that's what people are focusing on. You might need that 1,000 milligram supplementation based on your intake. It's a total amount that you're getting. Diet plus supplement.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
All right. I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm
is a dancer. Rhythm is a dancer. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Gather round, kiddies. We're going to be talking about something that most people are interested in. The latest in body fat management. Does fat cell size really matter? According to the Wizard of Oz, it has more to do with where your fat cells are, below the waist or above the waist. But Dr. Smith is going to give us some new information. Talk to me about fat cell size and the enzyme associated with yo-yo dieting. Are you there? Dr. Smith.
I'm here. You got me.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about fat management because, you know, there's different theories out there about how to manage a fat cell. And most of what we have, most of what's on the market are just your standard thermogenics. You got your non-stimulatory thermogenics and you got your stimulatory ones that basically burn fat by just raising heart rate, the central nervous system, et cetera. Well, what we're finding out is what happens when you start to burn fat, it actually amazes me, Carl, how resilient the body is to change.
Okay.
And the body has developed some incredible mechanisms to keep you from starving. And I know that sounds so weird to people, but when you have an issue with burning fat and you go through this yo-yo dieting cycle with, let's be honest, I mean, you know, Carl, you know, a lot of your listeners are really into exercise.
They're not yo-yo dieters. The majority of my audience, right? Okay.
You're standard listeners now, but most people out there, and maybe it's hard for you guys to understand this, but most people out there really suffer with that up and down type gain weight, lose weight, gain weight stuff, burn some fat, put it right back on.
A lot of them look at dieting the same way they look at managing their households. You know, they'll let the house get completely cluttered and dirty, and then one day they'll just whip in and spend the whole weekend cleaning, and then they won't touch a thing for 3 weeks. And instead of managing it as time goes on and picking up as you go, they look at dieting the same way. They'll put on 10, 15 pounds and go, oh my God, nothing fits me anymore. Now I'm going to go on a starvation diet for a week, something so
right.
extreme. And then
well,
I'm going to come
out,
back
but
again.
Carl, you know what? It's funny. It's not just that. I agree with it, that causes most of the yo-yo effects. And by the way, yo-yo dieting, that up and down weight, may be worse for you than just being overweight.
Really?
We're now showing that yo-yo dieting has a tremendous effect overall as you age on hormone production, on brain chemistry. Yeah, yo-yo dieting is not good for you. You might be better off just being a little overweight. I know that sounds crazy. Oh my gosh, a medical doctor just said that. No, it's true. Yo-yo dieting is bad for you. But I'm not just talking about that person who does what you just said. They lose a little weight, they don't do anything for a while, they gain it back. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is true yo-yo dieting because of what your body does. There is a physiological explanation of why some of us yo-yo diet, even when we're sticking to that diet.
Really?
Many people, when they're dieting and trying to burn fat and they're following the program, after about 2 months, they'll call us up here at Life Extension, Carl, and they'll be like, it's not working anymore. Something's not happening. I'm actually exercising more. I'm doing, you know, I'm following the diet as strict as I can. I mean, there's something not right here. What we've learned, the body, believe it or not, has developed an incredible mechanism specifically in the liver to keep you from starving. Now, keep in mind, that's hard for us to understand today because we have food on every corner of every city, right?
Right.
I mean, you got grocery stores, fast food, it's all over the place. But not that long ago in our history, and even throughout the world today, people fight for food. I mean, this famine idea that the body is so scared of is actually pretty true. We're just so blessed in this country, we don't see that here. But the body has developed this mechanism, and the mechanism is an enzyme. We have now, I guess, discovered what I call the yo-yo enzyme, the yo-yo diet enzyme, and it is the G3PD enzyme, the glucose 3 phosphate dehydrogenase. This is the enzyme that is responsible for taking sugar and turning it into a triglyceride. Now, we always knew about this enzyme, but we never really knew or understood what activates this enzyme. What causes this enzyme in the liver to ultimately be expressed? What we now know, believe it or not, it's not a drop in calories that turns this enzyme on. It's not exercise that turns it. It is the actual decrease of the number of fat particles within a fat cell.
Really?
So you got this fat cell. So you start dieting and stuff, and so indirectly your calorie intake, your exercise affects it. But ultimately, this enzyme is watching fat cells. So as fat cells start to shrink, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong, as fat cells start to shrink, what does the liver do? The liver says, wait a second, I'm losing my protection from what? From starvation.
Starving, right.
I don't like that. I'm going to do something to counterbalance, to counteract this loss of fat particle inside fat cells. And what does it do? It turns on G3PD. G3PD is expressed when you burn fat. And what it does, it takes any form of sugar you got in your body, even glycogen stores. It'll cause glycogen to be burned. You put that glucose into your bloodstream. G3PD picks that up in other types of tissues, including the liver, even the kidneys has G3PD, and starts turning that sugar into fat, starts making that fat cell. So what we've noticed is people that are actively following their diet and exercise program, they've had some success. They're not like that person you just mentioned before. These are people who are really trying, and it stops working, and maybe they even see a reversal of their success. That's G3PD, the yo-yo enzyme. That's the fat cell burning, and that's the liver saying, turn this on. So
I wonder if this enzyme has a role in hibernating animals, which are known to not necessarily increase caloric intake, but still increase fat.
It probably does. There's probably a similar G3PD in bears and a lot of... Well, keep in mind, there was a time in even our evolution as humans that we probably did hibernate and stuff. So probably most animals, most of your higher order animals have a G3PD-like enzyme that is helping them store fat. Ultimately, we've developed it as humans now, Carl, because it's protecting us from that starvation. So if you're going to want to succeed, if you're somebody who's really trying and you're on a good program, it was working, and you've kind of leveled off, don't give up on what you're doing. What you may need to do is block G3PD. And here's how you can block this enzyme. Number one, branched-chain amino acids. See, now, a lot of your listeners already take branched-chain amino acids because they're heavy lifters, right?
Right, right.
But the average person out there, Carl, trying to lose weight and burn fat is not taking branched-chain amino acids.
That's true.
They need to add that to the regimen. There's evidence that branched-chain amino acids can block G3PD. The other one is what we focus here at Life Extension is the Erwinia gabinensis. That's that West African mango plant that has been shown to block G3PD. As a matter of fact, we have good science behind this. You can go to our website, you can look up Erwinia, and you can see the data behind the inhibition of this enzyme. So branched-chain amino acids and Erwinia gabinensis will block G3PD and will allow you to kick back in your success and allow that diet and exercise program you're on to ultimately work in the long term. So remember, It's not always you giving up. It's not always that person. When someone comes to you, Carl, and says, this is not working, it's not always their fault. Sometimes it is. They just quit their diet. I agree. But sometimes it's the body's own mechanism to protect from starvation, and it activates G3PD.
Wow. That's
branched chain amino acids, Intervingia gabinensis. It's the yo-yo enzyme.
I love it. I love it. So now, what about the Wizard of Oz, as I like to fondly call him, talks about the fat cells below the waist versus above the waist. I mean, I've always thought that the fat cells in viscera were the real problem.
Yeah, I think what he's really referring to there, Carl, is just simply where. See, he's a clinician. He's not a physiologist. Neither am I, by the way. I'm a clinician myself. But I think what he's doing is he's looking at the link between where your fat is to cardiovascular risk.
Yeah, probably so.
That's what he's measuring there. And we know that fat, like central fat, has a greater risk than fat that's up, like in the chest area for a man.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's honestly what he's talking about. I don't think he's talking about the physiology of visceral versus subcutaneous fat.
Okay.
I think he's just correlating it more to risk. Now, here's the other thing is, life extension, we're going to actually be focusing on two new plant extracts for fat burning. We're going to help people target fat cell creation. We're going to block fat cell growth, and we're also going to induce that fat breakdown. And we're going to be using a combination of mangosteen fruit and what's called S. indicus, which is a flowering, basically looks like a little weed, a little purple weed. You put these two together. We had 60 participants. 30 were given 800 milligrams of this extract of the two plants. 30 were given placebo. They all had a 2,000 calorie per day diet, and they walked for 30 minutes 5 days per week, and that's all the exercise they did.
Right.
The group on the mangosteen and the S. indicus lost 4 inches of belly fat, 2 times greater than the placebo group. They lost 2 points in BMI. Now, granted, I know BMI is not a great way to measure success of a weight program, but it is the standard, so we still report that. And that was 3.9 times over placebo, and they lost 11 pounds of total body weight, 3.7 times over placebo too. What we're doing now, we're following them all out, and what we've already noticed is the group that's on that placebo group, remember, they're eating less and exercising, so they lost a little weight, right? That's good. We've already noticed that all of their effort is starting to be counterbalanced now by that G3PD. What we're interested to see if this combination, along with Ervingia and branched-chain amino acids, will inhibit G3PD. Wow. Our hypothesis is mangosteen and S. indicus inhibit G3PD, which allow you to continue to succeed with weight loss because you're not turning on the enzyme that turns sugar into fat.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Latest stuff out there.
Okay. And you heard it here first. There you go. All right. Listen, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we'll wrap it up. We're talking
Sounds
with Dr. Michael Smith. If you don't already get a copy of Life Extension Magazine, please go to my website, superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, you can sign up for a free 6-month subscription. You'll love it. I promise. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone
testosterone production.
Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith. If you don't already have a copy of Life Extension Magazine, go to superhumanradio.com. Right-hand side, bottom of the page, right on the homepage, you can get a six-month subscription. And that is international for my international listeners. You can get a copy of it, too.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool because most people don't want to do anything international in this day and age. It makes it very difficult for a guy like me who has listeners all over the globe.
Right.
I mean, literally all over the globe. We were looking at our listener stats just recently, and I can't believe some of the obscure places. I mean, I don't know how this is happening, but even in communist Korea, we have listeners.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's, you know, people are dying for information, you know, and that's why, just to reiterate as we're getting to the end of the show, please, Carl, you got to get your listeners to support HR 1364. They have to do that now because I don't know what's going to happen to us if they don't.
I'm going to do it right after the show. I really am. I'm going to go there, take the couple minutes out of my day and take care of it. Everybody out there needs to do that. Go to lef.org/LAC, which stands for Legislative Active Action
Center. Yeah, it's right there. They just click on it. I think they fill out a couple of things, hit submit, and it's done. We take care of the rest. So
usually the way it works is you put your zip code in, and it assigns you to your representative.
Correct, yeah.
And then you can add a little something spicy to the form letter, put your personal information in to show that you're a real person, and then click submit, and that's it. It's done.
That's it. It's so simple to do, and it's time that we really start being a little more active. We talk a good talk in this industry, Carl. But when it really comes down to it, when we look at the different responses we're getting, it's pretty low, and it's pretty, I don't know, it's kind of disappointing.
You know, the organic consumers have the organic consumers organization, which is fighting against Monsanto and meeting with people on Capitol Hill and trying to apprise them of what's going on. What amazes me is that the supplement industry has not unified. All supplement manufacturers, maybe even the largest 10% of supplement manufacturers, haven't gotten together and gone, you know what? We need to start throwing some of our money at somebody to lobby for us on Capitol Hill.
You're right. Yeah, you know, and I feel that same way at Life Extension. I feel like we're battling all this by ourselves. And I know that's not the case. I know, Carl, you're interested in this. I know all of your listeners are. Come on. I know we have a, I mean, come on. We spend billions of dollars in this industry every year. You're telling me we can't come up with a few more bucks here and there and have our own little lobby group? Because we got to start having a say at Congress. And it starts with supporting bills like this. But Carl, seriously, our ability to talk about what we just talked about today will be greatly hampered in the near future if we don't do something.
My first hour was talking to a company that manufactures a natural PDE5 inhibitor. which has been known for 1,000 years. It's in Chinese medicine. There's plenty of peer-reviewed research on it, and it's effective. I've tried it. It's very, very effective. And we won't be able to talk about that stuff anymore. Everybody will be in the dark about everything. The only thing you'll be able to learn about is pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, we're already seeing that. I mean, most of my colleagues in the traditional field of medicine, that's where they get their information. They don't have time to go to conferences and stuff. So the pharmaceutical reps come to their offices, show their little poster boards, and which has very limited science on it, and that's what they get, and that's what they believe. And so it's a shame. There's a lot of good studies going on in natural medicine. It's there for us to disseminate, and we got to jump on this because, again, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. As a company, as a foundation, we're really worried about this. We really need your listeners to support this bill. I mean, it has to be done.
All right, and you know what? And let's do this, okay, everybody? I mean, take 5 minutes. I don't ask you to do anything. I really don't. And I always get emails from people saying they love the show and they want to support the show. Here's an opportunity to support the show. Take literally 2 minutes out of your day. Sit in front of your computer. Go to lef.org/LAC and take action today. Dr. Smith, I want to thank you for coming on the air today.
You always get me all wild up, Carl.
Go in there. Now, you know what you got to do? You got to go. Do you have a punching bag at the office that you can go sock him?
No, I'll just go run around the building or something.
Yeah, and the staff will go, oh, he must have did another radio show.
Yeah, with Carl. They always know when I'm on with you.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. We'll have you back on soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Thanks, right. Carl.
And I also want to thank Tyler Whitaker and George Strotter from Geared Up Nutrition. Check out their product, veryintensepleasure.com. The ingredient list is there. As I stated during the first hour, Superhuman Radio listeners get 50% more product at a discounted price plus money-back guarantee. If you don't see any change in your performance using the product, they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with another show. Tune in then.